I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's keep going.
All right.
To him, because he truly loved her with all of his heart. He knew they were meant to be married again and complete important missions together before the second coming. He was ecstatic that she was receiving confirmation of these things as well.
Confirmation.
As they talked on the phone, the spiritual connection was so intense that it also produced physical desires. And it was as if their spirits were making love, despite the great distance between them.
Sweet.
James knew his spirit was visiting her during those conversations. He also became aware that his spirit would visit her at night, and they would wrap around each other in a sensual embrace. Wow. Kissing her was so wonderful and real, and he knew that the next time they saw each other, he needed to kiss her. He wouldn't be able to resist holding her. He was absolutely in love with her in every way. By the time the conference arrived, James and Elena had become very close through their phone conversations, but he desperately needed to see her again. She agreed to pick him up at the airport and take him to his hotel. He was extremely nervous, worried that the spark they had felt earlier might not be there. But as she arrived at the airport and he opened the car door, his heart nearly burst at the sight of her smile. She was stunningly gorgeous, and as they gripped each other's hands, the electricity was tangible. The love between them was powerful and real. The hotel was only a short distance away, and he invited her into the room. They were soon standing alone in the room, and he put his arm around her and looked into her gorgeous blue eyes. They hungered for each other, and he leaned forward and fulfilled a promise he had made to her a few days earlier. He gently kissed her tender lips, and the same heavenly electricity filled his entire body. The passionate magic they had felt many centuries earlier came surging back powerfully. James moved to the couch, and Elena straddled him effortlessly, as if they had done this thousands of times before. She fit perfectly on him, and they pressed their loins tightly against each other. The feeling was
exquisite.
They both smiled and moaned at the sensations passing between them. They were still fully clothed, but the intensity of the intimacy was undeniable. James felt the powerful desire to bless Elena at that time. As they stayed in that favorite position, he moved his hands to her head and began to cleanse and purify each part of her body. He could feel the pains and troubles she had endured throughout her life.
Purify
being
your face,
removed
bitch.
From her soul and being taken outside and destroyed. James's hands worked their way down her body and lingered briefly on her beautiful breasts. She truly had the body of a goddess, and he was experiencing an indescribable mix of physical and spiritual ecstasy.
Okay, I got to stop.
Yeah, go for it.
I cannot. Here's the thing. I am not a prude in any way, shape, or form. Right? There are things about myself that I would never, ever share with anyone in my freaking life. But here's one thing I do know. That part of me does not want Jesus anywhere near that part. So, like, while this guy is sitting there talking about having relations with this woman, he is going to bless her. He's going to anoint her.
In their favorite position.
In their favorite position. And I'm sitting here going, I don't want any religion anywhere near that part of my life. Like, that is the part that truly Satan can be around if he wants, because that's what, you know, but not Jesus.
Breaking out the crucifix midway. Hang on, honey. Oh, let me get something out of the drawer over here. Oh, what do you got? Holy water and a crucifix.
Yeah, right. Like, what's the disappointment on your face when that happens?
What?
Because you're hoping it's Halloween. Something else. Jennifer said, poor Todd, you look embarrassed. Yes, I am.
Well, can I just throw this out here for a second? Let's take the murder out of this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
What if these are two people who have found each other and everything just is clicking and working, and oh my God, they are falling in love with each other.
Okay.
It happens. And this wasn't ever meant to be out in public. This is between them. So part of me is just like, I'm kind of sad for them and embarrassed. I mean, again, take the murder out of this, because you put that in and the whole thing is, you know, it's a different story. But how many people have not these conversations, but these feelings where, oh my God, I feel like I've known you my entire life, kind of a thing.
Well, absolutely. I get that.
It's normal.
I get that.
But you don't usually bring up loin fire in those conversations.
But what if things are getting a little hot and steamy? I mean, and he's not a very good storyteller.
And the Son of God, you rarely comes up in conversation unless it's at that pinnacle point of the connection, of the cleaving.
I have not been cleaved recently.
Well, that's another whole episode where we can work on getting that done for you. But shit, now that I think of it, I haven't cleaved in a while either. So
you got to get the crucifix ready. You got to have all that ready for the loin fire when you cleave.
My goodness.
Otherwise, okay. Yeah.
God, you guys.
There's more.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Stand by.
He soon concluded the cleansing of her body from head to toe, then filled her body with a balm of light and love. James could see the happiness in her eyes, and instinctively their mouths came together again. The fire was burning strongly within them both, and as their kissing grew more intense, he gently said, "I love you, Elena." Those words sparked a frenzy within them, their tongues effortlessly entwined, and their hips gyrated in a smooth erotic rhythm. Two lovers, long separated, were finally united in heavenly bliss. After a few minutes of excitement, pleasure, and fun on the couch, James and Elena both felt compelled to change into more comfortable clothing. James out in some athletic shorts and a blue shirt, and Elena put on a stunning black top and tight leggings. The top revealed just enough, but not too much, and James was overjoyed at the sight. James took her in his arms, and they smiled at each other. The vibration in the room was intense, and their hearts reached out to each other in a glorious reunion. James gently touched the sides of Elena's breasts, and he was in ecstasy. She stood on her tiptoes and gave him a sensual kiss that sent electricity throughout his body.
It's electric.
They moved toward the bed and were quickly entwined.
I'm just wondering if their favorite sexual position was missionary. I don't know.
And enchanting that James could hardly breathe. They were both aroused, but knew there were limitations on what could occur that night. But they kissed for nearly an hour and pressed against each other tightly. Toward the end of the evening, Elena lolled on her stomach at the end of the bed, and James caressed her fabulous body. He grasped her perfect bottom with both hands, and she expressed how much she loved that. She soon sat up and straddled him again as they passionately kissed farewell. They knew they would see each other again in the morning, but the separation seemed too long. But they knew that the long wait to find their eternal match had come to an end, and James was overjoyed beyond description. James and Elena had agreed to visit the temple the following morning. She returned to the hotel room, and after additional romance on the couch, they calmed their nerves enough to give each other a blessing. As James placed his hands on her head, he connected with Elena's true eternal self. He knew he was in the presence of an exalted goddess who had returned to Earth to perform a special mission. This mission included being with him, and they would progress together as translated beings. The full plan wasn't yet completely clear to him, but the immense power radiating from her confirmed his belief that she was among the greatest women in the universe. She then gave him a tremendous blessing that helped him realize how much she truly loved him and wanted to be with him forever. He was deeply humbled that such an incredible woman regarded him so highly. His heart burned as she blessed him, and he had glimpses come to his mind of not only their life in Jerusalem, but even as a couple on a previous earth. He knew they had been eternal companions for
years. These all euphemisms, by the way, blessing and stuff like celestial. That?
I don't know.
They embraced following the blessings, and the emotions they felt were a mixture of eternal bliss and celestial desire. The sexual chemistry was undeniable, but the spiritual unity was a glorious bonus for them both. They had only known each other for 3 weeks, but two lonely, misunderstood souls had finally found their best friend that they could trust and confide in. They arrived at the temple, and they both felt they should do sealings together. They were soon seated in a sealing room, facing each other.
How's that?
Elena looked so stunning as she smiled at him.
She seemed calm,
while he felt quite nervous. Their opportunity soon came to kneel across the altar from each other, and as the sealer pronounced those sacred words, James and Elena knew that they were now sealed as husband and wife for eternity. As the earthly sealing was taking place, a similar scene involving their spirits was happening on a higher plane, where they kissed and unified their souls. They knew they had just begun a new journey together that was eternal and never-ending. After the sealing, they went to lunch together, and they felt so comfortable together. Everything felt so right. James could look into her eyes forever, unless he was gently kissing her and telling her how much he loved her. Even when they held hands, there was a powerful vibration that exceeded the celestial world. They attended the conference, but their thoughts were completely focused on each other. James gave a talk that was well received and sparked great interest in his books.
I bet Tammy Faye Baker's listening to this in heaven going, Jim never did this for me.
All they really wanted was to slip away and express their love to each other. They went to dinner with some friends, but afterward they were able to find some time alone. They drove to a secluded area and slipped into the back seat. Elena was wearing a pair of incredibly sexy jeans, and as she straddled James in the back seat, he once again grasped her fantastic bottom. She pushed him back into a reclining position, and their loins fit perfectly together. They kissed passionately and rhythmically pulsated against each other. Their love was intense and undeniably real. James was now madly, crazily in love with her, and it was so wonderful to know she felt the same way about him. One powerful moment happened earlier that day when Elena was listening to another speaker while James stayed at the table. But he thought he heard Elena say, "Come stand behind me." He went into the room and saw her standing against a wall. He moved behind her and they discreetly touched. After a few minutes, he checked his phone and saw she had texted him that very sentence. At the stone, he heard her voice. It was a wonderful testament that they were already communicating with each other on a higher level. They helped clean up the conference, and Elena graciously allowed James to stay in a spare bedroom at her home that night. They visited with other friends until after midnight. Then they all went to bed. James anxiously hoped Elena would join him in the spare room. It took a while for everyone to settle into their beds, but once the house quieted down, James opened his door slightly and saw the wondrous sight of Elena approaching the room. They locked the door behind her and quickly got under the covers. He was wearing his athletic shorts, and she was wearing tight, thin leggings and a loose top.
Oh, God.
They clung to each other and kissed desperately, hungrily. James placed his hands under her top and caressed her splendid breasts. She moaned happily and wrapped her legs around his waist. Only two things, layers of material, separated their loins, and they could feel each other's most intimate body parts in detail.
We need a loin count, is what we need.
Exceeded anything either one of them had ever felt before. They knew their spirits were actually intimately joined together, and it felt like they had left the telestial world. Elena soon got on top of James, and the rhythmic ecstasy continued for several more minutes. Toward the end, they both removed their tops, and they pressed their bodies together, skin on skin. They fit together perfectly, and their kisses were deep and frenzied. Their desire for each other was beyond compare. As the reunion in the spare room came to a conclusion, Raphael knew Elena was his perfect match. They longed to stay entwined together, but it would be best to separate and get some rest. But by 6 a.m., James couldn't stand to be away from her any longer. He slipped into her bedroom and stood at her bedside. She was unbelievably gorgeous,
staring,
and he greatly desired to join her in the bed and continue the previous night's activities.
Creepy.
But there were other guests in the house who weren't yet aware of their sizzling love for each other. So he gently touched her shoulder to awaken her. Her eyes opened, then she reached up and grabbed his arms to pull him into the bed. He smiled, realizing she wasn't fully awake and had likely been dreaming of him. He simply whispered that he loved her and hoped she would go walking with him through the neighborhood. James and Elena had enjoyed a walk together the previous morning along the quiet streets of her gated community. The sensual attraction between them had been intense, and they had touched shoulders and held hands as they walked. They were like magnets that couldn't be separated. She had worn exercise leggings that drove him crazy with desire. The leggings emphasized her perfectly sculpted bottom, and it took all of his willpower not to pull her to him and grasp that bottom firmly and powerfully with both hands while kissing her passionately. They went walking again that next morning. Unfortunately, a friend invited herself along, but James and Elena were still completely engrossed in each other. He had to catch a flight home later that morning, but he was able to give Elena a special blessing before departing. As he placed his hands on her head, he felt their spirits connect with a surge of power. At that moment, his only desire in life was to be with her as always throughout eternity, and that desire has continued to intensify. During the blessing, he was shown the great missions they would perform together. He knew this was an eternal union that would forever change the world. Tears filled his eyes to be in the presence of this holy goddess, and he was nearly overcome by the spirit as he sensed her true place in the universe as a majestic archangel. End of story.
Okay, can I share something that happened here?
Yeah, please do.
As he was talking about caressing her breasts, yesterday I had a dishwasher leak. And since I moved out of my home of 20 years for some other known reasons that we won't go into, I now live in an apartment. So I am broadcasting from my kitchen. I have a very big kitchen, mm-hmm. and my dishwasher is across the way. So maintenance showed up mm-hmm. as we were doing this.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, two guys are right across from me listening to this whole thing. And I'm like, sorry, guys. Sorry. I don't know what they're going to go back and tell the landlord now what I'm doing in here.
Oh, like this morning they're listening to this right now. Yes, that's why you were getting, oh, God.
Yes. So I put in a work order yesterday because I had water flooding on my floor from the dishwasher. I didn't know they'd show up now, but of course they would.
Yeah.
So he's talking about her voluptuous breath, they're over there dealing with the dishwasher. And I'm just sitting here going, you guys, I'm really sorry. So they're probably going to get back to the office and go, she's doing porn in that apartment.
I know. Tony's going to have to start looking for a new place for you. We're like right away.
Oh, my God.
You get it. We do a podcast. This is a crazy person. Okay.
Well, when I opened the door, I said, is there any way you could come back? Because I'm live on air right now. And we're talking about something really, really graphic. And they're like, no, we just really need to do this now. I'm like, okay. It's really graphic in there.
I wonder if they got to hear about the balm of light and love that he gave to her.
I don't know. I kind of just passed out a little bit for a second.
Like, I would too. I can't believe how horny this guy is. Holy crap. Like, at some point, don't you finish? Aren't you just done?
Well, apparently he has a balm of light and love.
The number of times he said bottom was interesting. Loin, obviously, was another one.
Well, some guys are ass men. That's okay.
Gyrated.
We should get him a thesaurus because I feel like he's a bit limited.
Yeah, he could use Grammarly.
Yes. I wonder if they have that in prison.
I feel like he randomly goes to a thesaurus and just inserts words at certain, because it's like very plain and all of a sudden like big word. And then it just kind of keeps going and then big word. And it's weird how they're inserted.
Please don't use the word inserted.
He inserted his balm of light and love all into her body.
I think, Stacey, did you hear my great line about their favorite position was probably missionary?
No, I think the maintenance people were, I was messing with them for a few minutes.
So and they're still, they're wearing the whole Mormon getups too, while doing the missionary. It's like, really, this is a lot about dry humping. The entire thing is really.
Again, making it okay for him to do this, right? Yeah. It's making it okay that they didn't go all the way yet.
Yeah. It's all justifying it. There was another person who, in case you can't get enough of them, maybe you'd like to go to song. Another fine woman years ago released all sorts of lovely records about this. Tammy Faye Baker, by the way.
There you go.
We have some
what
of her records.
What are you doing right with that?
This is a Tammy Faye Baker record right here. And this is even better. This one has the whole family on it. So this is Jim and Tammy and the kids. You Can Make It, Tammy sings. And here's Tammy in workout clothing on the backside. So I think maybe she was there was a little bit of conjuring images of Tammy in that letter, I think.
I'm never going to look at you the same way again.
She's on a phone. On the back, she's on a phone, right? She's calling God. Is that what it is?
Oh, that's headphones that she's wearing down. Okay. And she's got like a sweatband on.
Olivia Newton-John look?
Yes, very much so. Yep, that's exactly what she's doing.
384, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got these at an antique store a couple weeks ago, Stacey. And it's actually the second time they've made an appearance on one of the programs. we brought them on the Real Ghost Stories online a couple weeks ago. I don't know if everybody noticed this. Jim Baker, there's a parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, God. A little Jimmy Buffett style.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. I saw them. I'm like, oh, my God, that's just so absurd. I have to get them. So
that's what you see when you go into those stores. Something so crazy, I must have it.
You know, I saw him like, I don't know how on earth what I'm going to do with this, but I know I'll have a use for it. And so far, it's been brought on the air twice. They just sit on a shelf right over there.
Hang on. There's one more thing you need to do with it, you know.
Play it and dance and have a party.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
We need a record player in here to do that.
Do you not have one?
Well, not in this studio. No, I don't.
Okay, well.
I have one upstairs.
I wonder if you can find them on Apple Music.
Oh my gosh.
There goes my playlist for the week.
Add it to your playlist. Yeah.
Tammy Faye. Oh, it's here. Yep, it's here.
Well, now you can listen.
Yeah.
Oh. Get all the Tammy you want.
Report back to us on that, would you please? I want to know what you think.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.